This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Drivers trying to head east from Denver are facing the most trouble this morning after last night's snowstorm. I-70 is currently closed between Aurora and the state line as plows work to clear the highway. CDOT has no estimate for when the interstate could reopen, and it's urging people to avoid the mountain corridor entirely. More than 7 inches of snow fell at Denver International Airport, according to the National Weather Service in Boulder. A nonprofit is making property risk assessments for wildfires and natural disasters available for free online. Ed Kearns is chief data officer for Risk Factor and says it's important when people consider buying property.
Given this kind of information about climate risk and fire and flood and heat risk, Americans are making decisions to accommodate that.
About half of all Coloradans live in areas susceptible to wildfires. Risk Factor also estimates a property's flood and heat risk. History Colorado has been awarded thousands of dollars to investigate and document Green Book sites in the state. CPR's Justice reporter Lucretia Wembley has more.
Green Book sites were safe, trusted locations where African Americans could stay while traveling in previously segregated America. The History Museum's Preservation Office received nearly $75,000 from the National Park Service to uncover and document these locations, according to the nonprofit. To conduct the research, History Colorado says it plans to host a statewide survey of Green Book sites in the state, as well as get locations added to both the national and state registers of historic places. Leaders from the Preservation Office say the research will help provide insight into how African Americans adapted and persevered despite widespread racism and violence. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org.